The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
It's Matt Slick Live. Matt is the founder and president of the Christian Apologetics Research Ministry, found online at carm.org. When you have questions about Bible doctrines, turn to Matt Slick Live for answers, taking your calls and responding to your questions at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. And for the podcasters right away, it's February 14th, 2022, Valentine's Day. And I hope you had a great weekend and a good Valentine's tonight. May the Lord bless you. If you want, you can give me a call. All you got to do is dial 877-207-2276, and then we can talk. And if you're new to the show, this is a Christian apologetic show where we answer questions on all kinds of stuff related to Christianity, for and against, debates, teaching, all kinds of stuff. And if you want to join us, all you got to do is go to carm.org/, well, just carm.org, and that's what you can do. You can also call in, but if you want to watch the show, I'm going to put the link up here in a little bit. I forgot to do it. I got ran out of time. I was working on a project. And put a link up so you can watch the show here in the next few minutes. I'll do that on the Karma website. So there you go, there you go, there you go. All right, so three open lines, 877-207-2276. Let's get to William from Florida. Hey, William, welcome. You are on the air.
Hello, thank you for having us on the show.
Sure,
I am. Calling up, I'm with my three sons, William, Michael, and John.
And William, hey, William, Michael, and John. Hey, William, Michael, and John, how are you guys doing? Are you guys doing all, all right?
Yeah. So, the question was, they're wondering if you can kind of explain where heaven is.
Whoa.
They're having a tough time understanding as to, you know, where heaven is in relation to us and where we are now. So, that's the question.
That's a good question, and the answer is, I don't know. But it's not like it's behind Jupiter or something like that, or on the other side of the sun. It's not like that. It's a different kind of a place. And heaven is where God is, and God is everywhere, but not everywhere is heaven. But there's a special place that God resides in, lives in, like a house, but it's not a house. It's just a place. And we call that heaven. And the Bible doesn't tell us where it is or anything about it other than it's his place where he is. And who knows where it is, but it's out there someplace. It might be in a different dimension. It could be an area. Who knows? But we just don't know.
Okay. That's,
wish I could give,
well, thank you for taking the
statement. Yeah, wish I could give a better answer, but the Bible just doesn't tell us. You know, it's not like getting a car and driving, and then you find it. So
what's that? That was pretty much the same answer I had for them as well. So I appreciate your time, sir.
All right, man.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless. Okay. All right. There we go. Oh, I had to get that button. And I always like it when kids call and kids, you know, involved. In fact, I met a guy at a store once. And he recognized my voice. I was talking to somebody or something. And he goes, oh, man. He goes, hey, you know, love your show. Because that's when I was head of the show here in the Boise area. And we got talking. And he said his sons, had two sons, I think he said, love the show. And I said, really? Well, what are their names? And then tomorrow, the next day, you know, you make sure they're listening. And I'll just mention their names off the top of, you know, just out of nowhere. And he goes, oh, they would love that. And I said, this is what you to text me, though, you know, or email me, you know, what their reactions were. And so sure enough, the next day, I'm just talking on the show, and I just called out their names. Hey, you know, two guys' names. Hey, I just thanks for watching this or listening to this show on the radio while you're driving with your dad. And he wrote, he said their eyes bugged out, and they were smiling and laughing, and they just absolutely loved it. So I got a kick out of that. I love doing stuff like that. A lot of fun. So, you know, I get to hear your name on the radio. All right. Hey, four open lines. Why don't you give me a call? 877-207-2276. Let's get to Mitchell from Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, Mitchell, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, man. How's it going?
It's going, man. Hanging in there, buddy. What do you got, man?
I just got a quick question. Judges 1:19.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not. I'm just not understanding the last part. What talks about couldn't the chariots of iron? I'm just not really understanding that part.
The enemy of the Jews had iron weapons, iron chariots. They're drawn by horses, and they were very formidable. And because of their advanced technology, the Jews could not drive them out. That's all.
Okay, I guess I just completely overthunk that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what it is. And, you know, but it says there the Lord was with Judah. Now, you know, the Lord's with him. Well, wait a minute. Why couldn't they drive out the iron chariots?
Well, that's what I was getting stumped on.
Well, the thing is, just because the Lord's with you doesn't mean everything you do is going to work out the way you want it to do. He says the Lord was with them, and then they were not able to drive out the chariots. Could God have wiped them out? Of course he could have. But it's not saying that because God was with them, therefore they will always win. It doesn't say that. Okay. He could be with them, and then through their lack of faith or lack of trust in Christ, in God, then they could not do what God wanted them to do. Even the Lord
got
could still be
okay.
with them.
Okay, that makes sense then.
All right.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Be good.
All right, man. God bless. All right, all right, all right. Hey, folks, if you want to give me a call, three open lines, 877-207-2276. Hey, by the way, I just decided or I committed to going down to Utah on the last weekend of March because there's going to be a Hindu festival. So I'm going to go down there either Thursday or Friday and come back probably Monday-ish, and I'm going to be down there and stuff like that. So I understand there's a Hindu festival, and Luke Wayne, he works with us. Luke, you know, he's filled in for me a lot on the radio. Great guy. So I'll be going down working with him. He'll be showing me the ropes that are down there because he's done this several times. I just haven't never been down there, you know, because it's so far down there. And so I plan to get down there. I'm going to hang out with Bill McKeever and probably Eric Johnson also. They're two experts on Mormonism. Great folks. Maybe stay with Terry. Who knows? And my wife said, I want to go because I want to spend time with Terry. And so she loved Terry because Terry's awesome. And so anyway, I should be down there. And maybe with another friend going down there and spending a few days. And we'll let you know more about that. So there you go. All right. Now let's get to next longest waiting is Joe from Greensboro, North Carolina. Joe, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm hanging in there, hanging in there. What do you got?
I hear you. Well, I just have a question, and I need a definition of what a just Christian is. Okay. Do you know that term I'm trying to use or trying to get definition on?
Well, to say that someone is just is to say that they are righteous according to the law. And so all Christians are just. And the reason is because we're justified. To be just is also to be justified. If you are justified, you are then just. So justified is a legal declaration of righteousness that is obtained by faith. We maintain that a man is justified by faith, apart from the works of the law, Romans 3:28. And the one who does not work but believes in him who justifies ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness. That's Romans 4:5. Philippians 3:9 says we have a righteousness that's not our own, a righteousness that comes from God. So the righteousness, the justice, being in a state of justice, justification, being just, all basically the same thing, and it's by faith and only by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done. That help?
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right. Anyone, is there another reason for that? I'm just curious because a lot of times people ask that because they're talking to people who deny justification by faith alone in Christ alone. I'm just curious.
I heard that term and I couldn't understand what a just Christian as opposed to just a Christian is. So, and I think you've helped me.
Right.
I'll go back and speak with this person and we'll go from there.
Yeah, and have him call me.
I do thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could talk.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, man. God bless. All right, that was Joe from Greensboro, North Carolina. We have four open lines. If you want to give me a call, all you have to do is dial 877-207-2276. We have four open lines. Give me a call. Danny from North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. Danny, welcome. We lost him. Question about starting a new Bible study. Why don't you call back? Let's talk about that. Because I run a Bible studies on Thursdays. And by the way, as I think I mentioned it on Friday, so I teach a Bible study here at the house, and I put it out on the web also on the Karn Facebook page. And because of tangents, I like tangents. I don't like Bible studies that are regimented, you know. We got to go through these three verses in 20 minutes, and we can't deviate. Nah, I don't like that. If we deviate, we deviate. It's a lot of fun. And we are going to deviate. They want me to do a presentation on eschatology, on end times. And so what I'm going to do on Thursday coming up is do a thing on the end times, the Antichrist, rapture, millennium. I'm going to go through Matthew 24, Luke 17, Mark 13, probably go through the two-age aspect and show stuff. And I guarantee you that if you pay attention and you listen, it'll mess you up, all right? That's good. It's a good sign if it messes you up. That's what my wife says. I mess people up. Besides being irritating and obnoxious and annoying, she says, all right, hey, let's get to Cougar from Idaho. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hi. So I've heard a lot of JWs say that Daniel 12:1 pertains to Jesus standing up in the end times, and it mm-hmm. says Michael, the great prince who stands over the people of Israel, mm-hmm. will stand up. So I was wondering what your view is on this verse and if it sure. applies to Jesus.
No, it doesn't. The Jehovah's Witnesses is a non-Christian cult. And they say that Michael, the angel Michael, stopped being an angel and became Jesus the man. And then Jesus, after he died on a tortured stake, not a cross, died on that stake and was never physically resurrected, but only rose as a spirit. And then he ascended to heaven and became Michael the archangel again. All right? They go to Daniel 12:1 because they don't know what they're doing and they don't know what the scriptures teach because it's a cult and they just use this. But there's nothing in the text that says it's Jesus. Nothing in the text that says it's anything divine. We know that there are places in the Old Testament where the pre-incarnate Christ manifests, where he appears. Genesis 17:1, 18:1, Exodus 24, 9-11, Exodus 6, 2 and 3, Numbers 12, 6-8. There are places where God Almighty appears. And then Jesus says in John 6:46, it was never the Father. So it was God Almighty who was being seen, but it was not God the Father. So it's God Almighty the Son. And I can expand on that quite a bit. What the J-dubs do is they ignore that kind of stuff. And because of their false theology, they look for something to make it say that Jesus is Michael the Archangel. And that's what this is the verse they go to, Daniel 12:1, and it doesn't support their idea at all. Furthermore, there's a problem. I'm going to try and use a little bit of logic and illustrate this. You still with me?
Yeah.
All right. So, if you have a tree and it's in your backyard, and you have a wooden chair next to it. Here, I'm going to ask you this question. We're going to get back to it after the break. Is the tree the same thing as the chair? And you can answer the question when we get back. I'm going to show you why this is important in the issue of continuity in the person of Christ. We'll be right back, folks, after these messages. Please stay tuned to Open Lines, 877-207-2276. We'll be right back.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the show, Cougar. Are you still here? You still there,
Hello?
Buddy? Yes, you still there?
Yeah.
All right, so I asked this question. Is the chair the same thing as the tree? What's the answer?
No.
Yeah. No. Now, if you took that tree and you cut it down and then you chopped it up and you made boards out of it and then you made a chair, is that tree then that chair? And the answer is no. because a tree is something that is alive, rooted in the ground, has leaves, etc. A chair is not that. So we would say the quality of being a tree stopped, and the quality of being a chair started. Therefore, there is no continuity in that. This is a continuity issue. If Michael the Archangel is an angel by nature, and he had to become a human being in Jehovah's Witness theology, then he stopped being an angel and became a human, which means that Michael the Archangel ceased to exist, because by definition he's an angel. An angel is not a human being. That would mean then that God created this person, this human person called Jesus. Furthermore, the Jehovah's Witness theology says that Jesus then died and etc. and was resurrected as a spirit, ascended back to heaven, and then became Michael the Archangel. Well, in order to do that, his humanity has to cease, and then Michael the Archangel begins. But there is no continuity before the first Michael the Archangel and the second one. The linear continuity between them is broken. So all the second Michael the Archangel is a second Michael the Archangel, not the same as the first. Furthermore, it would mean that Jesus, the man, ceased to exist as a man. If that's the case, then we have no mediator in heaven, 1 Timothy 2:5, because there's one mediator, the man, Christ Jesus. So Jehovah's Witness theology, and that's just an intro level on its many problems, Jehovah's Witness theology just doesn't work. Okay? You there? Hello? Okay.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah. When I debate cults and stuff, I use a lot of logic. And the reason I do is because the laws of logic, which are universal principles, exist because they are reflections of the universal mind of God, the Trinitarian God who is all places at all time. And therefore, we can think logically like he can. And the Bible says, let us reason together in Isaiah, it God says. And then Paul, in Acts 17:17, he reasoned with the people on Mars Hill. We are to reason. The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God wants us to think. And so most people I debate and teach and you know, argue with, and I mean in a polite way, are not used to a Christian using logic. And so they're quite unprepared for it. And so these are some of the issues, the issue of continuity problems that, besides biblical ones, show that the Jehovah's Witnesses is a non-Christian cult religion. Okay?
Okay.
All right, man. Got anything else?
What would be your interpretation of Daniel 12:1?
That Michael, the great prince, who stands guard over the sons of the people, would arise, and that there'd be a times of distress, as it never occurs as a nation until them and a people, whoever's found the book of life, would be rescued. That's what I believe. That's what it says. It doesn't say he's Jesus, the great prince who stands. Also, if you go to Jude 9, it says, but Michael, the archangel, when he disputed with the devil and argued about the body of Moses, did not dare pronounce against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke you. But yet Jesus is called the Lord. In fact, the phrase Lord, you know, the call upon the name of the Lord is a phrase in the Old Testament, call upon the name of Yahweh. That's the name of God. And that phrase, call upon the name of Yahweh, is translated by the Jews into the Greek. The phrase, call upon the name of the Lord, that's in the Septuagint. The Jews translated the Old Testament Hebrew into the New Testament Greek around 200-250 BC. They took the phrase, call upon the name of Jehovah, or call upon the name of Yahweh, and took that phrase and translated it into the Greek phrase, call upon the name of the Lord. And Paul the Apostle took that phrase, call upon the name of the Lord, and applied it to Jesus when he said to the church everywhere, who calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus. So he was calling Jesus Yahweh Almighty. So he could not be Michael the Archangel. Okay?
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you for clearing this up.
All right. No problem, buddy. Okay.
See ya.
God bless. All right, that was Cougar from Idaho, right here in Idaho. And now we're going to get to, let's see, Michael. Oh, another Michael. From Raleigh, North Carolina. Michael, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Hey, yeah, it's good to be here. Me and my wife, we just have a little bit case of the Monday blues, and we were hoping that you could lift us up by reading some good, juicy hate mail.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll look right now, and let's see. I'm looking in my, get to it. Where is it? There it is. Love and hate mail. Hate mail. And let's see if I can pick one. All right. Way too long. How about this? I see that you lump Roman Catholicism under heresies. This is puzzling, as the RCC alone has, from God, Almighty God, the right and duty to define and state what is and what isn't heresy. Well, wait a minute. That doesn't make sense, because if it's heretical, how could it define what heresy is? And how do we know it's heresy? Because it contradicts Scripture. Anyway, he said, no one else has. Are you the victims of the Protestant error, the belief that you have the right to separate from the one Catholic Church of Christ and to differ from it in matters of faith? Yes, that's correct. The Roman Catholic Church is false. Anyway, this is not a very good hate mail. You know, it's not very insightful. It's kind of whiny. Let's see if I can find another one. I think this goes in wacko mail. The Tanakh is a Jewish book. Wait, that's a big thing. Oh, that's a big email. I can't get to that one. I'm trying to look. Satan? Really, there is no Satan. He is some made-up Christian creature to keep your kind in check. To help us, you burned and killed us. What? How could I burn and kill them? Oh, because... Oh, this is from a witch. Okay. You Christians and your... I can't read this word. Book... think you know everything because it is written by God, in question marks or in quotes. Well, your God didn't, I can't read that either. It was made of legends and myths. Oh my goodness, this person's foul. Your Jesus, oh, I can't even read this stuff. Oh, and there's another one. Wow. You know, when I talk to people who are so vitriolic and vile, and they just mouth off, I just let them go, and then I say, is it possible for you to speak without being so insulting and full of hate? Then they go up, you know, blah, 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 blah. I just wait. And, anyway, that's what they do, because they're full of hate. Anyway, you judge us all the expletive time, and supposedly, if we are God's children, then why treat us differently? We're humans. We have feelings. I have lost my family to you guys. He's going to put a hex on me. Oh, not me, not. Anyway, there you go. I can find some better ones, though. There you go, buddy. Okay? You want to hold?
Appreciate it, man.
All right, man. God bless. Hey, folks, three open lines. Give me a call, 877-207-2276. We'll be right back.
Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, welcome back to the show. I had to do it. I had to look for a little bit more hate mail. I got a little bit of a better one. But in order to read it, I got to read something else first. I'll do one quick hate mail. And we have an article. I didn't write this. It's a very good article by Rob Shoemaker. It's on CARM. And what he did was he analyzed, or he got the 3-volume Encyclopedia of Wars from Philip and Axelrod, which chronicles 1,763 wars that have been waged over the course of human history. Of those wars, the authors categorize 123 as being religious in nature, which is an astonishingly low 6.98% of all wars. However, when one subtracts out those waged in the name of Islam, that's 66 of them, the percentage is cut by more than half to 3.23%. So, that means less than 7% of all wars in history, recorded history, are religiously related. Now, in light of that, this guy writes, as a person who actually has a brain, I love that. So I guess he knows people who don't have brains, apparently. You know, as a person who actually has a brain, I am deeply disappointed in your argument. You honestly think there's like 1,700 wars in history and only a handful of them are caused by religion? Yeah, that's what the statistics say from the people who did the research in all recorded wars throughout history and the Encyclopedia of Wars. Yeah, it's scholarly done. Yeah, that's why we would say yes. But no, this guy, don't forget, this guy has a brain. Okay, and so with his brain, he is saying that it's not true. Did he do the research? No. Did he read the book? No. But he and his brain are going to tell us how it really is. Because, hey, he said, as a person who actually has a brain, which is implying that the author of the article didn't have a brain. Wow. Okay, how about this instead? There are about 20 major wars in history, just the big ones. And so why do we only have to go with just the big ones? And how does he clarify what is the big ones? Is he an author who does research? No. And why? Because I think his brain is the size of a walnut. He says, if we were to look just like big wars, we see that in almost all of them, religion was either the reason for the war or just a very least one of the very significant side goals. I noticed your article glosses over the Holocaust. Oh, my goodness. This guy could not think his way out of a wet paper bag if it was upside down with the opening on the bottom, and he was going, how do I get out of here? So the Holocaust was caused by Hitler, who was involved in the occult and hated Jews, and he was a socialist. And I have the quotes from Hitler where he said he hated Christianity and Judaism. And so it wasn't based on religion. This guy's brain is what I will call doofoidal, as in doofus. He's doofoidal. He says, you're not fooling anyone with your misleading numbers. Okay, he says, you're not fooling anyone with your misleading numbers. Actually, you are. Now, wait a minute. If he's got a brain, how could he say, you're not fooling anyone, and then, yeah, actually, you are fooling some people? Well, which is it? You are misleading the same stupid people who believe in religion with you. Now, oh, man. Now, Mr. Brain here is now saying that the Holocaust was religiously caused, which it was not, and that he implies he's smarter than others, and he's not done the homework, and that anyone who believes the statistics and the facts are stupid people. Now, remember, Mr. Walnut Brain here is trying to outthink us, and he's not doing it. Perhaps you should think about all the harm you're doing in the world. What's all the harm I'm doing in the world? And guess what? Your stupid article of lies isn't helping things. Sincerely yours. Okay. So there you go. Hope that was satisfying for a little bit better hate mail quality level. I'll tell you. Unfortunately, the level of hate mail, the quality of hate mail, has digressed over the years. It's become more inane, less wacko. I like wacko mail, but it's just not that good anymore. They don't really think clearly. All right, having had that bit of fun, James from Utah. Welcome, James. You're on the air.
Hey, this is James. How you doing, Matt?
Doing all right, man. Hanging in there. So what do you got?
You're hanging in there. That's good. Hey, I have a question. I attend a church, and here in Brigham, and also there's a guy who goes to church here, and he's been attending the church, and he believes in, like, Benny Hinn and, you know, Marcello and TBN and all this, and he's been going to he goes to those conventions where it's like a Promise Keepers they do, you know?
Yeah.
But he's in good standing with the church, and I brought it to the attention of the elder, brought it to the attention of the pastor. I even brought it to his attention that, you know, you're teaching false doctrine, and you're teaching false, you're listening to false teachers. What should be done about
here?
I mean, I've done what I can do, say what I can say. What's the next steps to take?
One of the things you could do is get a van with blacked out windows, and you get some of your friends who have ski masks, all right? And then you accidentally, he falls into your van, and then he doesn't sleep for 3 days while you put on recordings of John Owen and from the 1500s. That's one option. The other option is you go to Carm. Yeah, it's like fun. You go to CARM and you look up Positive Confession, Preachers and Teachers, List of Heresies. The Positive Confession, Preachers and Teachers, List of Heresies. And it will list some of the heresies that are being taught by these guys. Benny Hinn. Adam was a super being when God created him, which means he used to fly. God's original plan is that Adam was to bring forth children out of her side. Well, plan for woman, that is. She was created with an opening in her side. He says, never say to the Lord, if it be your will. Don't follow such faith-destroying words as spoken from your mouth. He says, when you say, I am a Christian, you're saying, I am Mashiach. In Hebrew, I'm a little Messiah walking on earth. How about this? God mm-hmm. came to earth and touched a piece of dust and turned it into a god. A god, okay? Are you a child of God? Then you are divine. Are you a child of God? Then you are not human. And then one more. Benny Hinn, the lying sack of crud. I call him L Socks.
You know,
he's a deceiver.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, and this is what else he says. He says, when I stand in Christ, I am one with him, united to him, one spirit with him. I am not, hear me, I am not part of him. I am him. The word has become
a little God
in me. When my hand touches someone, it's the hand of Jesus touching somebody. So you take this information to the elders of the church and say, this guy goes and he believes and he affirms these things. Can he be in good standing? Now, I would be glad to go down there, because I plan on going down there at the end of March, and I preached in a church in Brigham City, and I'd be glad to just stop by and have a meeting and talk and go over these things and stuff, you know, and help this brother out, and so he'd get corrected, and help the elders understand that this man is preaching or believing in false things and needs to be helped along, let's just say, and stuff.
Right, right. So there's no church discipline, as the Bible says, to hand them over to Satan to be buffeted for a while until.
Here's the thing.
Because is it, do we continue to put up with it, or do we wait and say, okay, maybe he's just he'll come out of it like somebody will be able to attend there who's a Mormon with their teachings and teach it and just wait for him to come out of it. Maybe he's just really lost, you know?
Here's the thing. What you have to do is find out what he believes. One of the things I'd recommend
is
you print up this page without saying who says what. Just ask him what he thinks of various things. And say, do you agree with these things? Don't say who it is, like Kenneth Copeland saying that the Earth is a copy of the Mother Planet and that heaven is a planet. And, say it's him. Okay, go ahead.
Right. I did that. Yeah, I said, this guy teaches this when he was telling me about Marcarello. And then I had to say, well, he's teaching. He's got a false teaching, and I can show you right here. So I did. I went to YouTube on my phone. I showed him right there on my phone, Marcarello, saying that he is God and this, that, and the other. And then he told me, you just hate them. That was his exact words. I hate them. That's why I'm doing this. And there's been times I have talked to him, and there's been times Bible study where he has said things like,
we got a break. Hold on.
Okay.
We got a break. But we'll continue after the break, okay? Because, Hey, folks, three open lines. Go ahead and give me a call. 877-207-2276. We'll be right back.
Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Last segment of the hour. If you want to give me a call, three open lines, 877-207-2276. Let's get back on the line with James from Utah. Okay, so where were we?
All right. Mm-hmm. same thing with me. I don't know. I'm grasping the straw man.
So you've no already brain. Confronted him, and he says you just hate these people.
Right, right.
And then when people say that, just say, it's not an issue of hate, I don't hate them. What do you think about what they said?
Right.
Is what they said biblical? You got to hold his feet to the fire, because this guy is emotionally committed to that. If he does not repent of believing these false things, this is the thing. You have to find out what he believes. If he says they're just great people, and that's all he thinks they're great, then he's just woefully ignorant. If you read to him some things that are simply heretical, and he affirms them, if they're heretical, like God is a, you know, was a man, another, there's a mother planet, you know, like Kenneth Copeland says, and things like that. If he holds to those things, you know, Adam and had a body the same size as God's and things, you know, or, you know, I'm a little God, says Paul Crouch. If he affirms these things, then he's disqualified for coming to the table, and the elders need to know this.
Okay. Well, he does believe the, you know, the gifts like they do, and healings,
that's
and this,
problem.
That, and the other. And, so I told him, I heard him, the slain in the spirit stuff and all that, and I said, slain in the spirit, when he said that, if he's slain, that means he's dead. He's not going to get up after
no,
that.
No, what it means,
but anyway, you know,
terminology is different. Does it mean slain is the sense of dying? It means that they have the overpowering movement of the Holy Spirit upon them, and people fall down because they're so overwhelmed. That's what it means.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. But, you know, just things like that. And I said, you know, if you have the gift of healing, or you know somebody who does, let's go to Huntsman, Kansas. Hospital and children's primary, and just start touching people.
Well, that's a different issue.
If you have that gift.
That's a different issue. The charismatic gifts are continuation, because you know, I affirm, for example, all the continuation of all the gifts, but not in the sense of these wackos. You know, you have the gift of this, the gift of that. You
right.
can do this. You know, forget that. You got to find out where he's at and what he believes. If he believes that God can still use people to heal, well, there's no problem there. But what does he mean? Like
right.
these guys we know in that camp
right.
who say, you know, they have the gift and they're healers and they're the apostles. You know, call me apostle, call me a prophet. You know, this kind of idiocy. You know, stuff like that.
Right, right, right. And I did right. I did make sure that I did that to say, you know, do you have that gift that is continually with you, and you can do it at any time, like the apostles did, to confirm the authenticity of the church. Mm-hmm. And of Christ, and
what did he say?
You know, I did go there. He was like, he couldn't say anything. He was just like angry at me. And
okay, here's a verse.
Know, he was just getting really angry, and so it just came to an abrupt stop.
Yeah, you know, I would be willing to meet with him if he's interested. We'd have a polite conversation.
Where are you coming down here? When and where will you be?
I plan, so far, Lord willing, to come down on the last weekend of March and go down for the Hindu festival.
Okay.
So I'll probably either drive down Friday, or I might drive down Thursday, and I'll go right through Brigham City, and, you know, it's not a problem to stop there for a couple of hours and have a meeting or talk, and if that, it would help that guy if he's interested, and then just continue my way to Sandy, Utah.
You're saying at the end of March, is there a mm-hmm. you have a date, like the 27th, 28th, or something like that? And
the last 2 days, I plan to be down there, and that would be March 26th and 27th, Saturday and Sunday, and I'll be there a day before and a day after, kind of a thing. So incidentally, if people in Utah want to get together and meet at a restaurant just to talk and blab and meet and say hi, that'd be fine. You know, it'd be fun.
Right. And you go, and this festival you're talking about, it's Hindu, you said?
Yeah. It's a Hindu festival. I'll go down there and do some witnessing and some filming and stuff like that.
Is it Sandy, you said? Then?
No, I'll be staying in Sandy. This happens in American Fork.
Oh.
Or Spanish Fork, I think it is Spanish
Fork. American Fork, okay.
American Fork, okay.
I know
what
you said. Yeah, I'll go to your website, and I'm sure you'll have it there then.
Yeah, I'll be mentioning it and stuff like that. All right?
Okay. All right, Matt. Thank you very much.
All right, man. God bless, buddy. Talk to you later.
And
All right. Hey, folks, if you want to give me a call, all you got to do is dial 877-207-2276. We've got about 9 minutes left, and we have four open lines, so give me a call. Devin from Nampa. Hey, Devin, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Matt. How's your evening going?
It's going. I'm hanging in there. Get to the privilege of being able to speak on the radio to people.
Nice. Hey, so I'm just curious. I know that you're, I think, a conservative, right?
Oh, yeah. Politically,
so
yes.
I'm curious. With all the political uproar within the past few years, what's your opinion on how a Christian should view the two-party system? And should a Christian part with a party or just be politically neutral?
We are a constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. There are democratic aspects, but we are a constitutional republic. People need to look that up. We're a republic. Mm-hmm. A republic is the political system, governmental system, where we have a Bill of Rights, and the Bill of Rights cannot be violated. And the Constitution gives certain powers to the states and the federal government and limits those said powers. And so what's happening today is both groups are violating the constitutional requirements. Rhinos, you know, Republicans in name only, and the leftist wacko Democrats who are trampling the Constitution over underfoot, and they call it a democracy. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, and they don't know this. They're ignorant, and they're full of lies and hypocrisy, and so we can't trust them. And so Christians should not support anybody. I don't care what party it is. They shouldn't support anybody who supports homosexuality or abortion or transgenderism, this or that. They shouldn't support it. And Christians need to run for office. They need to run for office. They need to inundate the political scene, and they need to run for office, and they need to get in and start putting in godly people who are not going to be bought, who are not going to compromise the truth, and who will uphold the Constitution. But the left doesn't care about that. And the rhinos, the Republicans, most of them, I wouldn't trust them any further than I could throw a Democrat. Okay?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I used to consider myself Republican because I don't like the left, but then in recent years I'm like, maybe I'll just be neutral, and now I just consider myself conservative because I don't really like either, I guess. I mean, I kind of side a little bit with Republicans more than I do the left, but I don't know. Probably just, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in the Constitution. I think the Constitution is an incredible document, and it's a great document. People in it, in the country, not perfect. There have been a lot of inequities. But the greatness of this is that it has provided the ability for people to raise themselves up, to correct grievances in society, and to move forward. But what the enemy of the gospel wants is to use Marxism and socialism, these are two evils, to control people, to gain more power, ultimately always to reduce the preaching of the gospel. So this is what's going on. And a biblical form of government is definitely not socialistic or communistic. And I can go through the stuff on that. And so we Christians have the obligation to resist tyranny, to resist the tyranny that's occurring in our government. So I'm going to read you something here. We have nobody waiting right now. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitled them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impelled them to the separation. What I'm reading is the Declaration of Independence, written by Thomas Jefferson between June 11th and June 28th in 1776. He says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to those ends, or to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as so them as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. It's, our government is working against this principle. It is instituting draconian laws that are not necessary in regard to the COVID thing. And ladies and gentlemen, I can show you how to go to the CDC website and how to run a report from the CDC website. And you can see what the COVID vaccine death rates are from their own data. It's just what they say, not what I say, what they say. Why is it that our government is opening up the border to illegals and flying them all across the United States under the cover of darkness and then saying that we have to be vaccinated? What's happening? Why is the government violating the law in order to get illegal people in who are not vaccinated, who may be infected, and then say to the population, you need to be vaccinated? Why the hypocrisy? This is only one of the things. When people do this kind of hypocritical thing, you can't trust them anymore. And if they are not trustworthy, what else are they going to do that will work against the Constitution? This is something everybody has to think about. And especially Christians. And Christians need to be involved in government. They have the obligation to be involved and protect the helpless and to institute godliness among our people and not let the ungodly secularists trample our constitutional rights underfoot. That's what they're doing. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree.
Yeah. People don't know, Christians have an obligation, even in government. We have an obligation to follow government. We have an obligation to be as peaceful as possible. But we also have the right of self-defense. We have the right to require of our government godliness, to not promote lying and homosexuality and theft and abusive taxation and mandates that injure people. Okay, we're out of time, buddy. Hey, folks, may the Lord bless you. And by His grace, look back on there tomorrow. Hopefully. We'll talk to you then. God bless. Bye.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.